98.1 Power FM, it's Dana and Dylan with you.
Were you ever into filmmaking or creative editing, video editing at school or anything like that, Dylan?
Oh, well, I did drama once at school.
Just one time?
Well, I did it for like a term or two, yeah. And it was lots of fun, actually, yeah.
I loved it too. And it's exciting for filmmakers around the Hunter Valley because finally, after restrictions are lifted, the Blue Heeler Film Festival is back on this year, and there's actually still time to enter your films if you've got one, if you're in the middle of making one, or you could whip one up last minute. One of the coordinators, Maeve, actually joins us on the phone. How are you going, Maeve?
Hey, how are you? I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, really good. So if people don't know what the Blue Heeler Film Festival is all about, what is it about?
Yeah, look, so Blue Heeler, it's a regional film festival. It's been running for 8 years in Muswellbrook. It started in 2013 and it really aims to support regional filmmakers, budding filmmakers and young filmmakers as well, yeah.
So what does it mean if somebody wants to put together a film for this festival? What's the sort of criteria that they need to fit into? How long is it? Can anybody make a film? How do they go about entering?
Yeah, look, so it's a short film festival, so we encourage filmmakers to make a film that's 1 minute to 7 minutes long, no longer. We've got a theme this year of don't panic in the pandemic, so they can make a film. Anyone can make a film. We have two categories. The school category is 14 to 18 year olds, and then the open category is anyone over the age of 18, and they can go in the running to win $10,000 in the open category and $5,000 for the secondary school category.
Oh, wow, there's some pretty good prizes. Now, tonight you're going to be hosting a virtual workshop on how to make short films to help people out. What can people expect from this workshop?
7 p.m. There's a Zoom link on our Facebook page. So it's basically the fundamentals of filmmaking and what you need to do to make a short film. We've got lots of tutorials and lots of links to accessible softwares for editing and filming. And also just a bit of an open discussion on how to get started and how to generate those creative ideas, which is really fun. And I really encourage everyone to come along because you can learn something. And it's a great activity in the times of a pandemic where you might be a bit stuck at home or, you know.
So that's pretty cool. Do people, Maeve, go to the Blue Heeler Facebook page to be able to find that link?
Yeah, so the link's on our Facebook page. It should be on all of our social medias at the moment.
Okay, and finally, Maeve, for those of us who possibly are not going to be great at the filmmaking, I'd love to film watch. When is the Blue Heeler Film Festival and how can we watch these short films?
Our film festival is actually all online this year.
Great.
It's on the 30th of October, and thanks to Bengala and the Muswellbrook Shire Council, we're actually going to be able to host a really fun event online. Hopefully it'll be interactive, so you can really tune in from anywhere, sit at home on the couch in your pajamas if you like, but yeah, it should be really, really fun.
Awesome. Maeve, one of the organisers of the Blue Heeler Film Festival, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks so much for having me. Happy filmmaking.